You're listening to Off the Record here on 103.2 Dublin City FM with myself, Heather McLeod. And I'm delighted now to be joined by Shauna Tohill from Silhouette, who most of you might know better as the people who have done the track or the track that's been going out on the Discover Northern Ireland advert. And I know it's been very popular and very much talked about on the internet and Facebook and the like. So, Shauna, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. So, as I said there, people would maybe have, you might have come to light, I suppose, recently as your music was used as the backdrop of the Discover Northern Ireland advert. And I think you're actually visually in the advert as well.
Yeah.
So how, I suppose, just to kind of go back a bit, how did you get into to music yourself there?
Well, I grew up in a very musical family. My parents both were in bands from young ages, and my grandmother before that, she was a well-known folk singer from Ireland called Eileen Donaghy. So it was always in my blood, I think, to do music. But it wasn't until I turned about 15 or 16 that I started to take it seriously and really wanted to do it as a career.
Yeah, and how did you get to a point, I suppose, where your track was picked up by the likes of Discover Northern Ireland?
Well, they had, I've been doing various different recordings throughout the years, and this song in particular was recorded by the OES Centre in Belfast, and they put it out as a contender CD, showcasing some of the artists from Northern Ireland. And the NHS board had got a hold of that and were really determined to use my track from it.
Mm-hmm.
And they relentlessly tracked me down, and then they got the track.
Would you say that's definitely kind of, you know, catapulted people's notice of what you're doing? I mean, I've heard quite a lot about you, and if I mention the track, people go, oh yeah, from the Northern Ireland advert. I suppose it's quite a long advert as well, isn't it? It's not like 10 seconds, it's a good minute long, I think, or something like that.
Yeah, I have noticed that a lot more people on Facebook, and there's a lot more people at the shows, especially people who know that song.
Yeah.
So, and you can always tell because people are waiting for it, and then whenever it comes, they go completely nuts. So it's good, like, it has really helped to, I don't know, I guess, like, increase the interest and the fan base, which is great.
And that track, just for anybody, the actual name of the track here is Can't Keep Up, just if anybody's looking for it. And I saw you put out a video then that sort of went with that, and it's quite an arty kind of almost avant-garde video, isn't it, that goes along with it?
Yeah, it is.
And who was involved in that? Was that a lot of people you knew that you got involved? Because there's all sort of different characters, if you like, in the video, you know?
Yeah, it was just a few of my friends who got together, and the rest of the band are the people who usually play with all that, the full band.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just emailed and texted a lot of our friends to see who was available to come in and kind of act as other puppets.
They should definitely check it out on YouTube anyway. It's up there. And I suppose around all this at the same time then, I noticed you were on tour there or did a few sports slots at least with Snow Patrol. I suppose that's a big deal for people within music because Snow Patrol is such a big band. But I suppose also being from Northern Ireland and them being so successful, it would sort of add to it for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, very much. So it's quite inspirational in that sense. That they asked us to join them, and they actually asked me to come up and sing for three songs throughout their tour, and that's why they asked us to go on the European tour. So I was there singing Arise for three songs throughout the whole European tour and all the Irish dates as well.
Wow, that must have been a bit kind of surreal, like going from sort of writing a few songs in your house to being sort of on a European stage in front of tens of thousands of people with Snow Patrol.
Yeah, it was unbelievable, really overwhelming. In fact, I think the most crazy one for me was probably at the EMA Awards. They asked me to come on and sing one song with them at that, and it was completely crazy. Whenever I went on the stage, just hearing the scream, it like nearly blew me off my feet. It was just unbelievable, really amazing experience.
And the music scene up in Northern Ireland, because obviously we're on a Dublin-based station here and we hear a lot about what goes on in Dublin, but there is quite a strong scene up there. There's a lot of good wee venues, there's a lot of good music coming out of there.
Yeah, we do have a lot of really good music and talented people here. So yeah, it's a great meeting. It's quite a close knit group as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's quite very supportive of each other, and it's great. It's great.
And your new track then, I suppose, everybody loves Can't Keep Up, but you have to write other songs when you're a musician. So you've written Running Against the Wall, which I had a listen, and I suppose it's you would have a style, as it were, but it's probably a little bit more, it's kind of more powerful or a bit more rocky or something like that, isn't it, this track?
Yeah, it's got a wee bit more of a dark edge to it, I think. Definitely, yeah.
And that's due out at the end of the month there, the 31st of May.
Yeah.
Releasing that.
Yeah, planning to.
Yeah. And have you done a video for that one yet?
Yes, we've actually shot all of the scenes for it. It's just currently being edited at the minute, so hopefully it'll be available for the 31st of May, but we're just kind of like waiting to see how it turns out, you know.
Yeah. You're on a kind of sort of reasonably sized Irish tour at the moment. I know you're sort of started off in Galway. You've been doing a few dates, and you've Belfast, you've Limerick. I know we're just checking to see if you're going to confirm the one then in June for Dublin as well. But you're pretty busy at the moment. Anyway, a few festivals like Glasgowbury coming up as well, you know.
Yeah, there's loads of stuff coming up. It's great. Like, I love being busy with the music, and it's kind of what I do. I just want to get out and let people experience it, and just love it.
And the name Silhouette that the sort of act goes under, what made you come up with that?
Well, I think at the beginning I was always a solo project at the start, and I always had a thing about, I didn't really want to use my name because I didn't want to kind of have that whole, not that everybody who uses their name is egotistical, but I kind of just felt like if I used my name, I didn't want it to be all about me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to provide, use some kind of alias so that I could hide behind and people could associate more with the music rather than just with me. And more with the personality and what the songs are about and things like that. So I just wanted to come from that more pure perspective.
Sure. And what are you guys, like you should say, you're sort of solo and you have other people involved, but what are you working on at the moment then, now with obviously the single is due at the end of the month, and you've these gigs lined up, but what are you working on? Are you looking to do maybe like an EP or an album or something along those lines?
Yes, well, we're actually recording in between any free time that we get. So the aim is to have the album finished by February.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got maybe about 11 tracks that are recorded and catalogued that we think could go towards the album. But we want to get another 5 or 6 done, and then I can kind of choose from a wider amount of songs. So there's a good choice there, and then hoping to put out an EP at in around autumn time, just before the album comes out, and a single or two around then, and I'm just hoping to get a few support shots as well. I would love to go on another big tour.
Who would be your ideal? You've obviously Snow Patrol's a big deal and everything, but who would be your ultimate person to be on tour with, do you think?
I would really, really love to be on tour with Bat for Lashes, actually.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, brilliant. I like that kind of like quirky alternative thing that she has going on, and just think it would be really interesting to go into her with her and just learn from her kind of, she does things differently, you know?
Yeah, well, you never know. Sure, we'll keep people posted and see if it happens. So, your best place online, I suppose, you're on Facebook there, facebook.com/ Silhouette Official. You're at, I have here, silhouetteofficial.wordpress.com.
I think you have
the website as well.
It's just silhouetteofficial.com.
And so all these different ways, and we'll investigate the Dublin situation. We hope to see you in Dublin soon.
Yes, I hope to be there as well. I really want to get to Dublin
and stuff. Well, look, thanks for joining us today, and we'll let you crack on there with your travel to your next destination.
Yes, thank you very much. Lovely talking to you.
My thanks there to Shauna from Silhouette. We're going to take that track that's out at the end of the month now. This is Running Against the Wall. And we hope to see Silhouette down in Dublin, I've heard, since on around the 16th of June with the venue to be confirmed. So again, if you go to silhouetteofficial.com, you'll get all the details there. So this is Running Against the Wall.